WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Once in a while, I like to look at some of the people who have contributed to developing our weather services. So this week, I was thumbing through the history of the early Weather Bureau and ran across General Albert J. Meyer. Albert J. Meyer was born in Newburgh, New York on September the 20th, 1829. Orphaned at the age of seven, he was raised by his aunt in Buffalo, New York. He attended Buffalo Medical College, graduating in 1851, worked in private medical practice in Florida, and then served from 1854 through 1869 as assistant surgeon in the U.S. Army. While serving in the Western United States, he was inspired by the signaling system of Native Americans and developed the Wigwag military signaling system, adopted for use by the government in 1858. Now, Meyer was appointed the chief signal officer and head of the new Army Signal Corps in 1860. It was during his command that the precursor to the U.S. Weather Service was formed in 1870. Based on guidance from President Ulysses S. Grant, Brigadier General Albert J. Meyer established a weather warning network under the U.S. Army Signal Corps called the Division of Telegrams and Reports for the Benefit of Commerce. Storm warnings were delivered by Meyer's patented Wigwag flag system. Upon receiving word by telegraph that a storm was heading their way, a flag was raised to warn the public about impending severe weather. Today, Meyer's red flag with a black square in the center continues to warn coastal communities of impending tropical storms and hurricanes. Brigadier General Meyer has been recognized by many as the founder and father of the U.S. Weather Bureau. He displayed brave leadership with imaginative ideas and foresight from 1870 until his death in 1880 and deserves much of the credit for the new agency's success. Meyer organized the agency in an effective manner, resulting in minimal internal strife. He stressed public service, and the personnel of the weather agency knew their job was service to others. General Albert Meyer died on August the 24th, 1880, in Buffalo's Palace Hotel overlooking Lake Erie. He is interred at Buffalo's Forest Lawn Cemetery. Yet another contributor to the long, successful service of what we now know as the National Weather Service. You can direct a weather question to question@weatherbrains.com.